Michael and Luke from 5 Seconds of Summer here. Let's talk a little tour, fellas. I'm Ralphie, by the way.
Hey.
Good to see you guys. You're opening up. My radio show airs in Connecticut and in Rhode Island, and you're the first day of the tour, Mohegan Sun Arena, which is a casino, of course.
Yeah.
So that first show, what can fans expect?
You can expect Fire Sauce to turn up and play some songs.
You can expect us to be there, except if we're not.
What's... then... Maybe ask for a
Mind
refund.
Blown.
Then maybe ask for a refund.
Yeah.
But no, that, I mean, the first show of the tour, is it?
Yeah.
Is it a little more difficult?
Yeah, first
is
show
more,
is usually
more butterflies.
Yeah, no, it's usually just a lot of us trying to remember what to do, because we're going to be playing a lot of new songs,
uh-huh.
and it's going to be like a different show completely to the one we've done before. So it's going to be a lot of thinking. You might see me doing this a lot. Really
What's
worried.
The next note? Exactly. Okay, and then you know, my show. I'm based in New York. 95.5 PLJ. Our studios are right above Madison Square Garden.
Oh, are yeah. We're playing there. That's incredible.
Why is there so many Twixes over there?
Because they're sponsors. And gentlemen, please, have some. There you go.
Hey.
Michael and Luke just got hooked up with Twixes for free.
Twix
but
life.
That's got to be, I mean, especially for artists that come from overseas or wherever from out of the country, MSG's a big deal, right?
Yeah. No, MSG's kind of that place where, you know, like people who play in arenas and stuff and artists who want to make it really, really, really big. That's kind of like a stepping stone, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's like getting your foot in the door. And, you know, that's so cool that we can play a place like that, you know?
All right, so the new album's out now. We just chatted with Benji and Joel Madden. They were here earlier.
Oh, yeah?
They paid you guys a lot of compliments. And
Dude.
For you guys, it's got to be it had to be surreal work with them because you looked up to them,
yeah,
right?
They're the best.
Yeah.
You,
yeah.
How's that Twix?
I just love Twix, man.
Yeah.
They, no, we saw him at the Troubadour the other night in L.A., We're in LA, so you probably know, already know that. We saw him play like a one-off show. They were the first band I ever saw live. You know, my favorite band. That kind of the reason, you know, that I wanted to do music and be in a band. It was actually a little bit emotional watching him, you know, play like in that small.
Did you cry?
I did not cry.
He cried. Don't listen to him. He cried.
I pooped.
He's lying.
You can. You
he pooped and
you
cried.
Pooped.
He pooped while
pooped
he was
Twix.
Crying.
You pooped Twix while he was crying.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are unbelievable. What are you doing for the holidays?
What holidays? Ha!
just eating Twixes, man.
Just
eating
Twixes.
Eating Twix, bro.
Any New Year's plans?
Yeah. Can't tell you, but yeah.
Please. Oh, you can't? Oh,
can't tell you.
Ah, okay. And then the performance tomorrow night. Are
yeah.
you going to do Hey Everybody?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Yeah, we are.
Or are we?
Or are we? No,
I
we're not.
I was
Who knows?
At the Billboard Music Awards in Vegas in 2014, your first TV performance.
That was fun.
That was,
that was
a good time.
Ago.
And you guys sounded great and look great. What have you learned since then that you'll bring to the stage tomorrow night?
I've played a lot more shows since then, especially like TV shows. They're very nerve-wracking.
Don't look at Nicki Minaj while you sing because it's really distracting.
Yeah.
Excellent tip.
That one's a good one.
Excellent tip.
Excellent
Michael
tip.
And Luke, 5 Seconds of Summer. Thanks, guys.